Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for May the 21st. I'm your host, Paul White, and we are journeying through Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia. We find ourselves now in the breakdown of this 16th to 26th verse passage in the fifth chapter. We spent the last 3 days contextualizing this segment from a broad spectrum, a little narrower, and then the most narrow that I could, that I see very relevant, and that's the context of the immediate passage. This is the walking in the Spirit passage, and I told you a few days ago, I want to reiterate this, that I think this is largely misunderstood. I think this passage is taken to be a diatribe against you sinning and not striving to walk in the Spirit, which is then externalized as walking in the Spirit is not doing bad things, and it's somehow rising above it. This almost inevitably, when that becomes the centerpiece of the understanding of this passage, almost inevitably we get into external holinesses, because if walking in the flesh is characterized by stuff, then walking in the Spirit seems conversely characterized by not doing that stuff, those things, whatever they may be. I think that's a misunderstanding contextually. I hope the last few days have helped to solidify that point. Whether you agree with that or not, that's up to you. But I think that what Paul is doing is showing us that life in the Spirit is life in the new covenant, in which we receive the promise given to Abraham by our faith in Jesus Christ. We allow Christ to be the curse on our behalf. We refuse to participate in the Hagar, Ishmael, natural Jerusalem, cursed old covenant. When we participate in that covenant, which is a covenant of works and performance, you and I as Gentiles were never under, but let's be honest, we've put ourselves there. So we can get around all the scholarly armchair quarterback theologian arguments of, well, you were never under the law, so we shouldn't be talking about it. The reality is we've all placed ourselves under it, so let's get real. We may not have been under the Mosaic technically, but we all placed ourselves under a system of condemnation and performance and works, or at least most of us did. And it's obviously a problem, or we wouldn't still be talking about it. We wouldn't even need the quote-unquote message of grace and finished work and liberty to set people free. Set them free from what? And so I believe that what Paul is doing is giving you a contrast between a life lived in the flesh and a life lived in the Spirit. Okay, and in some ways that's just another way of saying what we've talked about the last few days. So let's start unpacking these verses beginning in verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And remember, the I say then harkens backwards contextually. He's reminding the reader, in light of all the information you've been given, I think the key, the first and foremost piece of information you've been given is that great covenantal breakdown of Hagar and Sarah, Ishmael and Isaac, Old Covenant, New Covenant, in chapter 4. In light of all that, walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Remember, the one born according to the flesh persecutes the one born according to the Spirit in Galatians 4. That's Ishmael persecuting Isaac. That's Old Covenant persecuting New Covenant. So when we talk about walking in the flesh, in Paul's context, we're talking about walking according to the Old Covenant. What happens when you walk according to the Old Covenant is you bring out the filth. So this becomes the stuff in 19, 20, 21, which we'll get into. And I'm not really sure how we'll handle each one of those. I don't know that it's completely productive to break down every single fleshly response that comes out of the covenant. We definitely want to see them. I don't know what concentrating on each one does to eliminate each one. Paul's answer is not, hey, go to work on this and this and this and this and this, but rather get out of the old covenant system. So when you're walking in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. This tells us that the old covenant system inflames lust inside of us. It's almost like the sign on the door that says, do not enter. And then all you want to do is see what's on the other side of the door. I mean, what would cause these people to put a sign up to keep me out? What do they not want me to see? And it's almost this overwhelming part of us. And that happens to us in the restrictive environment of the law and of performance. We want so badly to know what's going on behind that door. And so that's what Paul is talking about when he says to walk in the Spirit. This is not some mental ascent where you clench your fists together, close your eyes, concentrate, pray hard, and then somehow start walking above the stuff. It's walk in the realm of faith in the kingdom land of the Spirit, where you're in the new covenant, where there is liberty and it is abundant. And when you do this, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In Romans 6, Paul says it this way, verse 12, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lusts. Don't present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead. What's that mean? Present yourself to God as being alive from the dead is present yourself as if you have entered into new creation reality. You are alive from the dead. Don't present yourself as if you need to die. Present yourself as alive. So it is not about chopping away at the old man. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Jesus came to baptize you with fire to burn the chaff after he separates it from the wheat. That's his role. There are some things we're going to have to put off. Colossians 3 is very clear. We put off things, but we do it in the knowledge that we've already died in Christ. And this is why I do believe there is an enormous element of personal responsibility that grace people need to buck up and understand and accept. You do need to put some things off because you are a new creation. You don't put them off to be a new creation. You don't put them off to walk in the Spirit. You put them off because you walk in the Spirit. We'll move into verse 17 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.